listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A funeral is set to be held today for a Midwest teenager who took her own life last month. Bailey Cooper's mum is calling for more resources to increase mental health access after waiting 3 months for a psychiatrist appointment. She claims her daughter was failed by the healthcare system and the Premier has promised to investigate the care provided to her. If you or someone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Westpac won't close any further regional branches until at least 2027. The bank extending its moratorium on closures after receiving strong feedback from customers. Consumer Division Chief Executive Jason Yetton says it gives certainty to their people.
I think that's good for our people. It's good for the communities. It's good for customers because it gives them certainty to plan the future.
Voting is now open for the Top Tourism Town Awards, with the Midwest and Gascoyne once again making the cut. Geraldton, Exmouth, Carnarvon, Denham and Gascoyne Junction all named as finalists this year. WA Tourism Council CEO Evan Hall says there's three prizes up for grabs.
Top tourism town, which is the best of the best. Small tourism town is for towns with a population of under 5,000. And my favourite one is the tiny tourism town for towns with a population of less than 1,500.
Carnarvon's This Is Life Arts Festival kicks off today. The month-long celebrations showcasing the town's cultural landscape. Shire President Eddie Smith says there's plenty to look forward to.
We have live performances, workshops, exhibitions and community engagement. That's the important bit. I think it's fantastic. It's just increasing our fostering the cultural exchange.
In sport, Midwest star Liam Ryan has returned to the AFL field. The Rover product making his season debut in West Coast's recent clash against Gold Coast. And while they didn't get the win, Ryan snapped a late goal from just 5 disposals.